Bow.
Bow. Bow. Wow.
Do your other one. Chicka, chicka pow.
Chicka, ooh, mow, mow. Chicka, ooh, ma, mow. That's Charlie's noise. This is Charlie.
Chickadee China, the Chinese Charlie.
Whoa. Canceled. I have that on microphone.
Yeah, I'm proud of that one. Make that the cold open. I don't care.
Do it, you coward.
Chickadee China, the Chinese Charlie.
Don't.
You have a drumstick with your friend Chris Farley.
Okay, that's actually okay. That's all right.
Yeah, it's my new... It's my parody.
And so it begins.
There is a hole in your mind.
What do you want?
No one here is exactly what he appears.
Nothing's the same anymore.
Commander Sinclair is being reassigned.
Why don't you eliminate the entire non-home world?
I see a great hand reaching out of the star.
Who are you?
President Clark has signed a decree today declaring
these
martial
orders
law.
Have forced us to declare independence.
Weapons
and so people get off their encounter-suited butts and do something.
You are the one who watched.
To Zahadu, you will die.
Why are you here? Do you have anything worth living for?
Think of my beautiful city.
Giants in the playground.
Get the hell out of our galaxy!
We are here to place President Clark under arrest.
Hello and welcome to Chats, a television podcast, Season 6, Chats Lawn 5. My name is Alan, and I'm joined here on the Soul of Rivers by Magellan.
Hey, what's up, fella?
We're just here riding. We're doing this one live from a river. Just you, me, just the two soul people
it's
on the
cold.
River.
I'd call it more of a crick.
A creek? A crack?
A crick.
Okay,
this
what's a crick?
This one's a crick. A crick is a small little river.
What's a tributary?
A tributary is a little fat little river, but it goes into a real fat river.
Okay, what's a peninsula?
Peninsula is a little sliver of land that peeks on out into the water.
Okay, okay. What's a waterfall?
Waterfall is when the river gets tired.
How are you, Magellan?
I'm doing good, my friend. I had a nice little walk in the cool autumn breeze today. I'm feeling good. Pokemon exists, and it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's looking good. How are you doing?
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
Yeah, everything is coming up, Milhouse. That kid's got it all right now.
I'm happy for him. You're kind of a Milhouse, right?
I would consider myself in the pantheon of Simpsons kids at the school. I would definitely see myself as a Googling Simpsons kids at the school. I would see myself
as a young Principal Skinner.
The flashback Principal Skinner. Oh, here we go. Category, Springfield Elementary School students. I would see myself as a bit of a Uter Zorker. Uta.
Fake name.
Bit of
Can you
Uta
send me
Uter
Zorker, please?
He's the fat German kid who's eating chocolate.
Oh, Uter Zorker. Yeah, you are Uta. Uter Zorker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's his whole gag, is that he's fat and German and he eats?
Yeah.
What a good... that's a good TV show. Oh no, there's a whole page on the Simpsons like wiki for LGBT characters. I gotta leave! hi, Majan. Well, we are here talking about a gooder TV show called Babylon 5. And as we near the end of the program, we found ourselves...
Oh my God. Sorry.
Go ahead.
When you pronounce it that way, it sounds like you're saying pogrom.
No, not pogrom. Program.
Yeah, not what we're doing here.
And we are watching a film this week.
I love films.
And I don't make films, but if I did...
They'd have a samurai.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, they'd also have Chickadee China.
Say it, Majan, say it. It's already in the cold open.
No, you've got your own intro. I don't think it's in the cold open. Didn't we delete that?
Oh, shoot. No, wait, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I think we deleted that. You've got your own intro. Do your intro.
I do have my own intro. Yeah. This week, we're joined, as always, for the Babylon 5 films by the roommate that just won't quit, by the man who experiences Babylon 5 like no other human, probably on Earth. It's Charlie, John's roommate.
Oh my gosh. Hello, guys. Thank you.
What's up, Charlie?
Hey, what's up? Wow, I love doing the movies. This is, I totally feel like I understand what's going on in the show, and the movies are sort of give me the full experience.
Yeah.
And that's, with my worldview, that's how, that's what I know.
I've heard of Doug loves movies, but Charlie loves movies? He does.
I also wanted to say estuary is my favorite type of water.
That's the one I was looking for. Thank you.
It's where the open mouth of a river meets a larger body of water. Mm-hmm. And also Ralph for Simpsons. this is really a treat. Wait, can we get Alan the
cop too? Thank you for coming, Charlie. As my son coughs his lungs out, I'll introduce what we're watching.
Oh, you're good? God. I'm fine. It's just, oh my god, shit.
Yeah. You spilled your Wawa everywhere.
Yeah.
We're watching River of Souls. It's the third Babylon 5 TV movie. Fourth, if you include The Gathering. That we're watching.
And there's only three more that you have to watch with us, Charlie.
Yeah.
We have two more episodes left of the show, and there's only three more movies to watch.
Like, we'll watch this, and there will still be three.
Three more, yeah. Yeah, we're about to hit the halfway point.
Wait, there's more with me than not with me left.
Yes.
Yes.
Including what we're about to do, yeah.
I'm going to be on most of the rest of the
content. Oh well, but then we do the spin-off show, so
okay, great.
Yeah, it'll even out.
River of Souls, tell us about it.
So way back, all I know is that way back in season one, episode like two or three, we had an episode called Soul Hunter, which was an episode where a person called a Soul Hunter came to Babylon 5 and was coming to kill Delenn or take Delenn and steal her soul. He was a failed Soul Hunter. Yeah, that was season one, episode two. I just confirmed it. Any questions so far? Are we doing okay?
Failed Soul Hunter.
I don't remember the part about him being a failed
Soul Hunter. No, right? Because then there was the old other Soul Hunter.
Soul Hunter.
There was the other Soul Hunter who was like, that guy sucks at his job, so he kills people, but we don't have to kill people.
Okay. Oh, sure. Yeah.
That was like the whole thing, was he was like a bad Soul Hunter.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
And the only meaningful thing about that episode is A, we never saw Soul Hunters again, and B, he was the guy who told Delenn, like, I think he said there's a hole in your... No, the hole in your mind is for Sinclair. He told her, like, you're Entelza or something. And it was like, that's weird.
Okay.
But we're back to Soul Hunter territory because I guess they liked that concept a lot.
They liked it so much that they let it stew for four seasons.
Yeah, we're now in season they're doing a movie five. About it. Yeah, let me find us the summary of River of Souls from the Farscape, the Babylon 5 wiki. Oh, I have a summary. This is not this isn't anything about the plot, but here we go. After death, then what? Questions of eternity arise when a supposedly infallible harvester of souls proves to be very fallible. Who writes these? I can't believe it.
Another failed Soul Hunter plot.
I hope so. God, I hope so. Yeah. He's very fallible. So we don't really know a lot about this movie. We know that people don't like it very much. It aired November 8th, 1998. So it's right between the two episodes that we just discussed last week. And we know from reading the wiki a little bit that Martin Sheen is the Soul Hunter in this movie, which is thrilling.
Yeah, that's...
Or he's a Soul Hunter. I don't know if he's like the main one. I think he is. Who knows? Let's find out. Let's watch the film. If you're at home watching with us, and we encourage you to do so, we're going to be doing a live commentary of it, and then you can stick around afterwards, and we'll talk a little bit about our thoughts, and then we'll end it with a plug zone. Since you're watching at home right now, we want you to be paused with us, and when I do a 3-2-1 play, we're all going to hit play and watch the movie together. So right now, we're paused on the very first shot of the film, and right when you see in the bottom right corner of your screen, presented in Dolby Surround TM, you're going to pause, and then we're going to hit play when I say play.
Awesome.
All right. Let me get a screenshot so I can put that on the twitter.com for people. There it is. And
let's
here
lock
we
can load.
That's my gun noises.
Oh, that's a scary gun.
Just putting it in the blender.
I don't want to mess with that.
Cool. So we're gonna get let's get it together and we're gonna hit play on Babylon 5 River of Souls in 3, 2, 1, play.
Jupiter.
Where men get more stupider.
Beautiful.
I love it. It's vintage. These are my, what are those called? Those like lights that people always buy and they're for their back, their rooms or whatever. Like
string lights or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had those in your dorm room.
I did.
Yeah. I've got them in my grown-up room.
Love it.
They're nice.
That's Ian McShane!
He's just right from the jump. This feels like the mummy. It's a little quiet.
Klaus. Let me see it.
It's the eggplant emoji.
It's a toilet. It's a little toilet for a yeah. butt.
I think they use it for bathroom reasons.
It's a copy of Uncle John's bathroom reader.
Until I've finished carving this out for like 10 seconds. Then I'll rest.
Oh, time for a break.
Oh, it's tired. A Beyblade.
It's the River of Souls.
You know, from the title of the movie.
Oh, thanks.
God, nobody told him this was a TV movie.
Nope.
For a show that's been on for years. He's just he's hitting that performance with everything he's got. He
super is.
He probably diagrammed it out and was like, okay, how do I hit this one word?
He went method. He like was a minor for 5 years. He's like, yeah. I need to nail it.
You know what I want is an eternal wife.
Eternal wife? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I tell you Alan and I watched Borat to make a commentary of it? And it was
oh god, that's not out yet, is it? Oops.
No, it's not out yet. That's a surprise.
You did not tell me.
Easter egg. It'll be out soon. We did not have fun.
He's so mean to those people.
You're stupid. You're a dumb ugly man.
You're a big stupid dum-dum.
I wish I didn't have to smell you all day because you're stinky.
Wow, is this like Indiana Jones shit? Like one in a million?
This is not a bad start for me. Life, you got the cool place, you got Ian McShane.
I just can't wait for like the comedic cut to Babylon 5. Like Zach Allen's just eating a big pizza that's like dripping cheese.
The thing that's going to be weird is that this movie is set 6 months after the finale. Or like
really?
In between the second to last episode and the last episode.
Oh, shit. Klaus.
Who? Not what, Klaus. Klaus. Why? And when? And,
and
when.
Where?
And how? And what?
And whomst?
And how come? Und taste. Und smell. Und sense where my body parts are at any given time.
Wait, what's the other taste?
Und tell the difference
und
between
umami.
Temperatures.
And und yeah. Umami.
Umami.
That's the other sense, right? Is umami.
Yep. The yeah. Six senses.
Six senses.
Smelling, hearing, touching, seeing, and umami. I missed one. Wait, feeling. No, wait.
Touching and feeling. Loving, touching, and squeezing. Loving, touching, and feeling. Are the three senses. Yep.
It's a bunch of blind people.
Are y'all drunk? What is this?
We're just having fun.
I'm glad. That's this nothing,
fun,
Klaus.
This is a fun start to like a nothing episode of Babylon 5. It's just that this is a movie. Your whispers. Don't want to die for your whispers.
I love the tension between these guys. I love it. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, this is entertaining, actually.
Ooh, Orb. I love the Orb.
Like, if this just came on a sci-fi channel as like a random movie from the 90s,
you'd be like, yeah, you're okay, like, hell yeah.
Sure. Ian McShane. Apparently, Ian McShane is like ashamed of having done this.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if he saw that first scene, he'd be like, oh, I'm kind of overdoing, you know.
Yeah.
He said he wished he turned down this role.
Oh. What's that's like, going to make me so sad watching it.
What's like the... Sorry, I'm sorry. Did I ruin it?
No. It's just... You made it a little less good.
I think it's more fun to imagine him being like, oh, God.
I'm climbing through the thing and...
Got this big bowling ball.
The bowling ball, it's sort of reminding me of
this feels
the Palantir or whatever it's called.
Oh, okay, yeah.
From Lord of the Rings.
What do I know Ian McShane from specifically? Like, what's the thing that I'm envisioning?
Let me find this out for you. Whoa, oh shit, it's a sci-fi movie.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, I've been asking myself that same question. Are you looking...
Yeah.
John Wick, Majan?
On IMDb, though.
Do you know John Wick?
Recently, John Wick.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Who is he in Pirates?
Blackbeard.
No, that's not what I'm thinking of.
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
He's like the main guy on Deadwood, if you watch Deadwood.
Nope.
Isn't it like the thing they wrap up in Lord of the Rings, where they talk to each other, and it's like also a bowling ball wrapped up in cloth?
Sure, The Ring.
Yeah, Palantir?
No!
It's okay. I'm with you. I understand.
Guys, what did he say? We're not listening.
This music is bumping, though.
This is very loud music. Okay. TNT presents.
What a great start!
Yeah, that's actually a good start to a film. Like, what?
I keep thinking it's weird that Babylon 5 has so many movies, but then I remember that, like, Star Trek does this.
Right, Star Trek's got like a ton of
random
movies.
Bad tangential Star Trek movies. Oh my God, Corwin!
Corwin's here.
Have you seen her yet?
I don't believe so.
Nope.
Okay, so that's Elizabeth Lockley. She's the new captain of Babylon 5.
Oh.
Because John Sheridan is now president of the Interstellar Alliance.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's an upgrade. That.
Martin Sheen is the Soul Hunter.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen as Lil Soul.
Lil Baby Soul Hunter. Emilio Estevez as Soul Hunter Jr.
It's fun to imagine baby Charlie Sheen on set for this movie.
Yeah, Dad, why are you purple with a big head?
Here's your pepper shaker.
It's great for pepper. Not as good for salt.
She's talking about Sheridan and Garibaldi.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're gone. We made it up. They didn't exist.
Yeah, this is so weird.
So she's not captain in the show ever.
She is. She's captain starting at the beginning of season 5.
Oh.
And he's the president.
Oh. But
towards the end of season 5, the Sheridan and everybody's like leaving the station. So weirdly, this movie aired before any of the characters left. Because it aired like before the fourth to last episode or the third to last episode. And then they all started leaving. And then the movie set after those episodes.
Oh, that's all weird. So weird.
So she's like, Garibaldi and Sheridan are all gone. And people watching the show are probably like, what?
Wait, what?
Where'd they go?
I mean, you figure you can like figure it at this point if you're watching the show, but you're just like, oh, I guess that's confirmed.
Yeah.
He's going to get his soul hunted out here.
Absolutely. This guy's going to get yeeted. You're correct.
Yeah, he's not going to have a soul in a minute.
Oh.
Ooh, at the Copa.
Hey, look.
This is the seediest the Babylon 5 has ever been.
Virtual excrement?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what is that word?
Excitement.
Oh.
Compare.
They pay.
And fall.
This is Jon Favreau's dad, by the way.
What are you doing?
Babylon 5.
Boy.
Is this like a later season thing? In the previous movies, there hasn't been so much smut.
Yeah, season 5 is real smutty.
I'm disappointed. Ooh.
Oh, I'm so alone, Brenda. Nah.
Okay, be that one.
Didn't take him that
way. I love this character. I adore it. This is so
Was this
bizarre.
All one shot?
Huh?
Was that
I,
all one
I
shot?
I think so. I think that was one.
Did that guy have hair before?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. He did have hair.
He also didn't have a goatee before.
Ew, why did he get a goatee? I hate it.
Because he's like weird now.
Oh yeah, he's a rich philanthropist.
Yeah.
He's a military profiteer.
His girlfriend took over the big or his wife now took over this big company that her old husband was in charge of before he got murdered. So now Garibaldi helps run it. But it does all this shady big company stuff.
Ooh.
So he's trying to figure out how to make it be less shady.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sort of. But he's also doing some shady things.
Ah, not good.
Yeah.
Mr. Garibaldi. We've got Mr. Gearbull. Oh my god, I do hate that facial hair.
I like it. I'm into it.
Thanks.
Oh, got him.
Does she have to lift it to her mouth or not? Because she did both.
Good question.
Thank you.
So no.
Charlie, my name's Food's here. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Ooh, Ian McShane's here.
Hello?
No, he's missing Ian McShane. This guy's got a bowling ball. Don't trust him.
Oh no, I'm missing the bowling ball. Oh my god.
This guy's Indiana Jones and Jurassic Park in one guy.
Can you break eye contact, Ian? Please. Thank you. Very creepy.
Try trying to skeez everybody out. Ugh. Dude. These two guys together,
yeah,
the goatee and the eye contact just creates a very sleazy veneer.
My bowling ball. It's even in like a bowling ball bag.
That means they literally strike.
They literally did a bowling ball for like the prop and they just painted it.
Yeah.
So I just
Yes, meat with orange. I love it.
Yucky. Ew. Consider him my dad.
A friendly man.
A friendly good man of a friend. Not friend of man, a man after friend.
Man friend.
A friend in man.
I've made a fool of myself.
Even quadruple.
Even Garibaldi looks like he doesn't like his fucking beard.
He's like feeling it with his chin.
Yeah.
I think Lise likes it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
capitalism.
Well, didn't you see my big bowling ball? It was pretty big.
And valuable. My bowling game. Oh. I'll spare you the details.
I'm a little shy, and it's only the first act, after all. So have I.
Oh, what do we have for dinner, bud?
Empanadas, baby.
Yeah.
My notes.
Ah, yes, meat with celery. Delicious.
Death in life. But at the level of bone in flesh.
Has anybody in a film or show who was like, I love it, I want to live eternally, ever been a good guy?
I don't think so.
Food for thought.
I love that there's like a lot of Corwin in this.
Corwin action. He's one of the few people left on the ship.
Is this dude about to narc to Lockley? Oh, there are sex computers. It zapped my dick.
I can't wait to hear him explain it.
Tag yourself. I'm the hollow brothel. Look at Corwin. Look at Corwin's face. Don't say it more than once.
And Piers, we do not.
May I see it?
Yeah, Zach.
Is this really going to make a Babylon 5 movie with like no Sheridan? That's yeah, awesome.
They are.
That's awesome.
I figured I could hit you in the head with this.
Let's test it. It's a big Toblerone.
Some of the finest chocolate.
Figured I could hit you in the head with this. He's gonna hit himself.
Ah, you king! Look at this king! We stand, we stand.
What is this?
My God, we missed out on so much Corwin in this show.
Wait, did it do like something to him, or is it just that it says that?
It says "I love you." That's it, I think.
This is the Corwin content that we deserve.
In this movie, that dude has said more lines than he's.
He said more lines than he's ever said. Yeah.
Aww. He seems nice.
I just can't wait for the running the gag where this comes back at the end of the movie.
Or where she hits the bad guy with it.
Or something like that. Something like that.
Wait, but that's a really weird sci-fi thing to have.
A like love bat?
A love bat that's like, looks like a Toys R Us toy.
Yeah.
That just says stuff, which is...
Look at Ian McShane in his fucking casual clothes. I love this man.
What kind of it?
Plantain and cheese.
Yeah, Does it say PC? It
might say P.
Feed me, Seymour.
Feed me pins.
Feed me.
Feed me.
Are you doing... Little Shop of Horrors?
Yes. Okay. Sorry, my impression's bad.
No, it's like, I like the idea of the plant from Little Shop of Horrors. It's like kind of an Eeyore sad plant.
Famously like more.
Conniving evil plant.
Oh, what's in there? Oh my God.
Yeah, sorry. I'm about to go into a tunnel.
My AirPods are running out of battery.
I'm on the L, so I'm going to be down there for a while.
Oh, it's express only. Shit, just text it to me. June 26th.
Today I made a new friend.
The man in the orb.
Zach.
Zachary. Yes. Zacharias.
Is he going to the hollow brothel?
I think so.
I hope so.
Hey, yes. I heard you got ladies down here.
They're about to have an eye.
Oh my god, Magellan, he goes up to them and he's like, I got a picture of a lady for you to make, and it's Leta!
Oh, it better be Leta Alexander.
Oh my god.
If JMS does that, he'll be a genius.
He can't.
He will. I have faith.
Oh, is he your favorite character?
Hey, hello, what's goody?
Jacob.
Good.
You people.
I love this shirt, the mustache. Do you think that guy came in with the mustache, or they made that decision?
Ooh, good question. Good question. I think they cast him for the mustache.
I think that's the right answer.
It's all smoke and mirrors. Wow.
This does not sound unethical to me.
Are you sure, like, Charlie?
It's all smoke and mirrors.
It's just entertainment.
Nobody's getting hurt.
I'll be right back.
I mean, we'll definitely reach the point where we have technology that does something like this, right?
I'm back. Oh my god, he's totally gonna do it.
Yeah, definitely he's gonna do it.
That's unethical.
Well, it's Zach Allen. He's gonna make a bad choice.
Oh, also, it's antibiotics time. You guys didn't remind me. Thanks, anyways.
It's antibiotics time.
Thank you. I got my mom made a sandwich, you guys. I'm excited.
Nice.
Boom.
I don't want to crunch into the microphone, but this is a crunchy sandwich. I'll be back with those papers.
Hey, Riley?
Zach was mean to me. I thought he was going to put it in his mouth.
He, like, blows and it's a flute. Focus. It's Tinkerbell.
He's giving this performance everything he's got.
Magellan, can we talk about how we're almost 30 minutes into this film and we haven't seen a Soul Hunter yet?
Are you worried that that is the Soul Hunter?
Yeah. No, the Soul Hunters don't look like that.
Name.
God.
For a second, I thought that was Alan doing, like,
a fake voice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm back. Sorry. My mom made a sandwich.
It's a very painful connection.
I'm on Skype. Oh, what is this, like, monastic chanting in the back?
This is the Halo song.
Oh, yeah. This is ODST.
I love this movie. This movie is the gift that keeps on giving.
This is
great. So
this is pretty fun.
What? Oh.
I set my phone to do not disturb for a reason.
Yum, yum, yum. Yum, 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 yum. Ooh, big space station.
The ships look way better when they're darker. They just look bad when they, like, lit them up.
It's not lit.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Doink. Huh. Doink.
It's a Rube Goldberg machine.
Oh, my God. Did he just put the thing inside the computer of the station?
Oh, please.
Is he going to make hollow bad guys?
Oh, for
sure. At the hollow brothel?
Oh, my
God. That's a brilliant connection, Charlie. Bet. Good job. Ma'am.
Ma'am, could I get a small 3x5 photograph of you to bring to a friend of mine?
Can I got a JPEG of Lita Alexander, please?
It sounds like you're dying right now.
It sounds like you're in the moment of death. Death in life. Life in death.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez.
Look, lady, no need to get upset.
The things I do for love. Oh, that actor. That guy's in things. Wait, what is that guy? What do I know him?
It's George from Seinfeld.
Stuart Pankin is the actor's name. Oh my God, Majan, is he in Buffy?
I would believe it.
Am I gonna catch a Buffy connection right now? I think he's like a principal on Buffy, dude.
No way, he's not a principal.
Subpoena.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Subpoena. I'm being sued.
Babylon 5.
He was in Duckman. Hold on, Control F Buffy.
This guy and the hollow brothel owner are, like, not even a little bit sci-fi characters.
Right.
I love it.
They're just from, like, a drama. What's the name of that HBO show about the sex industry? You know what I'm talking about? James Franco.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Fuck.
Well, they really should add him to a second take.
Well.
He burped in the middle of that.
They wouldn't dare put a fat character on a TV show without talking about food. They wouldn't dare.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not hungry anymore.
So he's the lawyer for the guy that got hurt in the brothel, the hollow brothel.
No, he's the lawyer for the owner of the hollow brothel.
Okay.
He's the guy they called when they were like, call the guy.
Sorry, I was practicing my 7-10 split. I don't want to see you.
I look ugly right now.
Damn, this guy sucks at bowling. Ooh!
Yeah.
Can I get more on buttons, Mr. McShane? Yesterday, you said you'd call Sears.
God, Ian McShane is too good for what he's doing right now.
He's in a different level, absolutely.
It's stupidly different.
Oh, he's a Vorlon.
Not yes. as good at acting as you.
I can't move my face the way you just did. Somehow you smiled and looked scary at the same time.
The voice.
That was the most, like, real feeling I said get out I've ever heard.
Get out.
Yeah, it wasn't like, I said get out!
Yeah, it wasn't like a stupid canned thing. It was like, oh, okay.
Lockley, unrelated question. Got any JPEGs of Lita? Any, like, glossy JPEGs?
Lita was a lady he liked, but she's gone now.
Oh, sorry.
She died?
No, she left.
Charlie, she left to go become a bomb.
She became an unbelievably powerful telepath leading a, like, vast resistance movement.
Oh.
Also, she had sex with another telepath guy.
Oh.
And he's dead.
Oh.
Now she's hanging out with Jakar in space.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems fun.
Trying to eat this sandwich quietly has gone poorly, by the way. I'm sorry, folks.
No, it's fine.
Oh, we've barely noticed.
They haven't said hi yet. Zach and Garibaldi. Look at them look at each other. Oh, I love this.
It's true love.
Oh, Zach's mad at him.
They're not talking.
Now I get why they call him Garibaldi.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You think that's the Soul Hunter?
I hope so.
Yeah, at this point...
God, Bryson, just button up like one button.
They can't introduce another major character and then introduce the Soul Hunter.
Yeah, we gotta see that Soul Hunter ASAP.
Excuse me. It's Soul Hunter ship.
You saw one of them.
Yes!
Hunting souls.
All over the place is such a lame way of phrasing that.
Yeah.
Pretty much everywhere you go.
Wait, she said, I thought they were just legends. Did you not, like, read the ship's manifest before you came on? Like,
yeah, literally people you know have met them. Oh, Zach's got the cough, too.
Oh, yes. What?
You're fine. He just dies like right now.
I'm already mad at you.
Poop.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, we got all these guns. I don't know.
We're about to see them.
Yeah, give it to me.
So Charlie doesn't know what the Soul Hunter looks like? Mm-mm. Okay, good.
Does he just look like Martin Sheen?
Yeah, that's there he is. It's Martin Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Klaatu Varada Nikto Garibaldi.
Is he happy he did it?
I don't know. We didn't read any trivia about that. Oh my God.
You can totally tell.
Oh, my God. Half a voice.
Not you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this movie came out in 98, right?
Yep.
Oh my God.
This is a year before The West Wing.
So. Oh, hell yeah. This is what got him the role.
Yeah, this is his warm up.
I can't wait for, like, the Hollywood, like, you know, lifetime career of Martin Sheen, and everyone thinks it's going to be, like, The Departed and stuff, and they just show this whole scene in entirety for his,
Or, like, more sadly, when he dies, unfortunately, his in memoriam, it's like all his iconic roles.
Yeah.
No one here. Yep.
Fuck.
They want the polling ball. Always you. It's the Garibaldi effect.
Why did he make him open his eyes so wide, Martin Sheen?
It's Ian McShane should have been the crazy alien. They did this wrong.
They flipped him.
Martin Sheen's not a wacky guy. He's so normal.
Yeah.
Make him this dude. Make Ian Shane both. Ian McShane. Both. Like, when you just hear his voice, you picture a guy. I'm not picturing
him. Yeah, he doesn't have, like, a crazy alien voice.
Yeah. Humans.
That's a cool looking shot.
They just stopped lighting him. They didn't want to look at him.
Alas, we buried it somewhere on Earth for some reason. I don't know if that actually was Earth where he was on.
I don't think it was. Okay, yeah, let's get an insert shot here of him saying wisdom.
Just say wisdom.
You want me to say wisdom?
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Say wisdom.
Okay, let's get an alternate here, Martin, where you say smartness.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yep.
A billion souls.
1 billion souls. They could fuck some stuff up real bad.
Probably,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. I hadn't thought about
yeah.
that.
Oh, boy.
So he has a sphere that holds an entire race inside of a sphere. Out, is how I'm understanding this.
Yeah, all their souls are in that bowling ball.
Kind of like a Pokeball.
Mmm. Baby, there they please are. Take me back.
Are those all Man. Little mouths? Ew.
All the Pokemon's abilities are to scream about how they're dying. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wink.
Bing.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's a lot of independent movement of his eyelids.
Yeah, it's my eye.
And if you zoom in on someone's eyes while they're talking or acting, you'll see that they move a ton. Mm.
Ending with the full quarters.
Sure, it's going to be really annoying to go in order of fullness of quarters. Those quarters are going to be spread out throughout the station.
First, you have to make a list.
Then you'll have to double check
totally
that
empty,
list.
That's easy. That goes at the bottom.
And you may be wondering, are we judging fullness by percentage or by absolute fullness? That's for you to decide. I've got this really hot dude right here. We're gonna smooch.
Do you think she really prefers that dude?
Seems like you're being disingenuous.
Oh my god, his whole joke is he's cleaning! I love this lawyer man, but come on guys.
Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't believe that guy doesn't have more on the show. He's such a fun little...
He's very charismatic.
Guy. Yeah.
You see him a lot, but he... Or you see him sometimes, but he doesn't talk very much.
His role... Whoa. Imagine if you sat on that and it was face up, you guys. That's...
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
You're being as smutty as season 5 of Babylon 5.
I thought that was the gag they were going for. I love component cables. I'm going to plug in my GameCube. Oh, no.
Yeah. We haven't... Oh.
Is he going to plug in the GameCube?
Okay, red to red, white to white.
Yeah, he's going to have to get an AV to HDMI adapter, unfortunately.
And... Soul time.
Souls hunted. Ba-doop-doop-doop.
It seems like in this movie, the souls are doing the hunting.
That's the tagline.
Mm. Yeah, it seems. That's how he started.
Oh, no, not the Ralgans. I love this Windows Maze screen. So what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Tron, baby.
Who's this guy? Have we seen this guy before?
No, I think this is just a holorovo.
He's just a client.
Yeah.
Stop it.
must kill. Oh my god, he's gonna get cucked? He's gonna get virtually cucked? Oh my god. Yes! Yes! This is so good!
This is ridiculous.
I don't know if it's just bad, though.
Like, yo!
It's kind of an interesting idea.
This is actually what he wanted. This is what he paid for. He paid to have his crush kiss someone else.
I always wonder what it'd be like to watch you kiss
another man.
Your husband.
My fantasy. That's what I have for.
What? This is.
This is longer than.
This is still going on.
And is he gonna get out okay?
Oh my god!
It's even sexier now. Oh. Whoa, who's this tall man? Who's this poster boy? In the skin suit that I jizzed in. Oh, hey, guys.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, how many people do you think did fake Lockleys?
Don't do that.
They got Tracy Scoggins to do that.
Right, right, right.
I want to make a fire remix with this.
Bat, 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 dentacard.
The lousy piece of garbage.
God, this movie's a fever dream. I'm in love. This is the best Babylon 5 film.
Yeah, this is. They've had some fun stuff.
Oh. What? Hello?
Mr. Souls.
I'm here to hunt some souls.
There's a billion just like me. That's pretty spooky. Got some genuine thrills and spooks.
Thrills and chills. She got McDonald's. I was playing with your Game Boy.
Just tell him he doesn't have to open his eyes that way. Step one.
He's only doing 10% of a character right now. It's really frustrating.
I like this burger logo. Oh. It's a weird ass cut.
Some souls in the circuits.
Forgot my lines.
They're only able to pay him for like one take of every scene.
Right. Yeah.
If you could pay Martin Sheen like $100,000 to come to your house dressed up like this.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, this is what I would want.
Keep his fingers in ice. Dude.
No, those souls just fucked downstairs.
We just saw it. It was sick.
They definitely had needs and desires.
And by doing, I mean sex.
Like this bat.
It's interesting that they believe in a soul, but they don't believe in an afterlife.
Right, exactly.
Well, because if they believed in afterlife, then what they're doing would be fucked up.
Right.
Uh-oh. Excuse me. No. Rage.
No. Let's turn in a slow circle. I have rubber gloves.
Ooh. Oh no, she got yeeted.
Is she gonna be all possessed?
God, I hope.
Yeah, I think so.
Now I'm angry.
We are farmers.
Bum.
Ba-dum bum 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 bum.
I figured now was a good time to tell you. Earlier today, I went downstairs to the Hollow brothel.
Oh, is she seeing herself? That's weird. She just watched herself die.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, that's crazy. What's the truth of the matter? What's really going on right now?
I don't know.
They run into Interstellar guy. They run into Bill and Ted on their adventure.
Yeah.
This does look like Einstein's the Interstellar dabbing. Scene.
Yeah, a little bit. You are bald. You are bowling now.
Her face superimposed onto a bowling ball in first person rolling. Oh, no!
Welcome to the alley. These are the pins.
The pins are your anxieties. Knock down the pins. Oh, hey, Franklin.
Oh, this guy.
What is happening?
He's a doctor.
She's in front of a fucking JPEG.
What's this voice he's doing?
He's doing the Soul Hunter voice. No, he's doing the Ralkin voice.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I just thought he was hot.
In here, we got Richard Biggs to do another scene. Familiar. Why is he rolling his R's like that? Steven! This is so... What a strange accent choice.
Yeah. Why not just make him do his normal
voice? Exactly.
He looks like himself.
Body will stay out there.
Stop.
Yeah. I don't understand. Can you roll out a whole thing back?
For itself.
Yeah, it's a misunderstood signal.
We were becoming immortal. We were downloading our brains to the computer.
Ooh.
Stupid.
Here I go.
They ascended to a higher plane and everyone was like, well, that's a mass death signal. Guess we got to bring in the soul, the million soul hunters.
She sits up. They were evolving.
They evolved into War Turtle.
I was en route to the green room. I didn't realize I had more lines.
I thought I was done with my scenes for the day.
I scheduled a dentist appointment, actually. It's going to be a real pain to change that.
Their next appointment isn't until March. I brought you this flower.
Hey, baby.
Same, buddy. Same, same.
Oh, I think this is my favorite Babylon 5 movie.
Yes, it's
easily,
awesome.
Easily, dude.
I can't believe it. You didn't hype this up for me more.
I didn't know. We didn't know.
We thought it was going to be bad.
It's got so much good stuff.
No one has ever done for me what you have done for me. Spoken to me once. Everyone else spits on me and steals my clothes.
My arms get so chilly. Because everybody hates us.
Oh, nice reference.
Ducat.
I remember him. Ducat.
Yes.
Oh. You were mistaken.
Martin, she just can't wait to get out of here.
It's a river of souls. I'm saying it's like, you know, water.
Okay, sure.
They were about to live.
I'm glad.
No, oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shoot.
Idiot.
You big idiot.
I feel so dumb.
No. Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
What's he gonna say?
Michelle, are you? Never mind. We'll talk after that. We'll talk after that.
What?
Check. You should check your emails at some point.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen.
You're aware? Okay, we'll talk.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I love Lockley in a leading role. This is so good. She gets to be a character. She gets to talk to the philosophical guy. This is like what I want. That guy is not vacuuming anything. They make a joke about that in an episode. There's an episode where someone's like, what are they vacuuming? And they're like, oh, nothing.
I thought it was going to be like there were aliens in the vacuum circuits.
It's something like, oh, the floor basically cleans itself automatically. So the need for them is just like to have labor, basically. Like it's not actually.
It's a jobs guarantee program.
Yes, pretty much.
It's like the Green New Deal.
Mm-hmm. It's basically the Green New Deal.
Anything else?
Wait, what's their objective? This group of boys
to find the guy, I think.
Yeah, to find the image.
Finding the guy. Over here, it's the guy. No, it's a dead guy. No, it's evolving.
he got spooked to death. Yep. This guy's back.
I love his shirts.
Zach, why do you know about the Autobots? You got me, buddy. Come on. What am I for? Garibaldi, it's not like that. It's fine. This movie's not real.
Saying it like that sounds like earlier someone said seriously something, but it wasn't. It wasn't a callback. It's just how he talks.
Yeah.
It's on fire.
I'm here too. I got letters from my mother. Oh. Oh my god. Hod Lockley.
No.
Couldn't you just made her the lead and not?
Both of them.
It's a satire. No,
they really
no offense.
I saw, I think, a lot of the issues with technology coming.
Yeah.
1998.
Why did he become a New Yorker right there? What am I supposed to do? Blind myself here?
When we gouge my yayis out? That's a New York accent.
Why is he continuing to leer at her?
He keeps looking.
Garibaldi, you're a married man.
Boy, oh, damn, she's sexy. Wait a minute. Oh my god,
Punch him.
Punch him.
Come on. Come on, you perv.
Me.
My tits don't look like that. Do they look like that, girl? Sorry. This is actually very unsettling if you were her right now.
Yeah.
Not just because, yeah, there you go. Oh, what's good? Me and the homies. Me and all my friends.
Okay, that's nice.
I might need to gif that scene. I might need to gif that shot of the game.
Yeah, that's... Oh, what yeah.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
This movie just keeps on giving.
Stop it. Why am I looking at this?
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. These are default avatars in Second Life.
Yeah.
I hope she's not doing the dumb accent.
She's kind of doing a voice, though.
Yeah. But she's just doing like...
Yeah!
Oh my god! They're not light, they're...
Those are real souls. To check what? Oh, check
a theory.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell. Pretend you're her. Pretend you're her. Rebooting.
How is she so chill? Like, isn't she in the same room with all of them right then?
Yeah.
I wish the brothel guy had, like, a crucial piece of know-how. Like, oh, if we shut down the...
Yeah, right.
The thing.
To redeem himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look like it. Where's she going? She's gonna blow up my brothel.
Where's she going?
Better be a hollow grenade.
Chris Bloosh.
Oh, wait, geez. Like another chubby guy who was in there comes out and his hair is all messed up by the grenade.
He's got a huge boner. Oh, man.
If I was making this movie, I'd do that. This is not what I asked for.
Oh, that's good. I really love how competent Lockley is in this. Like, she's just figuring stuff out right away. You know?
She's mm-hmm. going down to the world. She gets it. She's explaining it.
Yeah. We don't have to waste any time being like, what?
Yeah.
Well, you're hot.
Oh my god.
Jeez, dude.
Yikes.
Yucky. Right?
The camera was exactly as horny as Garibaldi was.
All of his acting is just like lifting his chin up.
Yeah.
It's enunciating, opening his eyes, lifting his head up.
That's basically acting, though, Charlie.
Brad Pitt could have done it better.
Oh, Brad Pitt. Oh, yeah. Oh, that would have been good.
Come on. To me, that's still really old.
I'm basically a huge dumbass. Haven't they done exactly that gag before on the show?
Yeah, I think so. Time, minutes, shut up.
As opposed to
so he's 20 in normal people time.
What other types of minutes are there? There aren't time minutes.
I have no idea. I guess there are geographic minutes.
We didn't get degrees.
There are like minutes in a meeting. You like take minutes.
This is cool looking. We haven't given him as much to do recently.
Yeah, I miss him.
Who's this?
Ian
McShane.
Oh, shit. He hasn't been... Yeah, what the fuck?
He hasn't been in the movie.
Just chilling in a cylinder. No big deal. I'm just vibing. Guys, I'm literally just vibing right now.
I'm really worried they're going to harsh his mellow right now.
I'm really worried that shot went for a full 30 seconds.
A million?
I thought it was a billion.
Yeah, he's lying. No, I don't know. Maybe.
And they just... even, they at least, the smallest number has been half a billion.
Right. Jazz hands. You know, Michael Jazz Hands Garibaldi.
Mikey
Gabungo. Garibaldi, Michael Alfredo Garibaldi.
I'm not a fan of spooky behavior. You dedicated your life to spooky behavior. Have you seen that sketch?
No.
Walk-in family reunion?
No. Who's it about?
It's an SNL sketch where they're all doing Christopher Walken impressions.
Oh.
And there's one part where they're talking about ghosts. And then like Amy Poehler's like, I'm not a fan of spooky behavior.
John's basically the male Amy Poehler.
Oh my God, I wish. That's like my dream career. Soul Hunter's gonna sacrifice himself.
His column's down.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was just an ignorant 20-year-old. Blinded.
We should have at least turn the lights on. We should have at least given them like a really 1-watt bulb.
That he could have known, even if he didn't know. No thanks.
Oh. He is going to sacrifice himself.
God, he looks so dumb far away.
He looks dumb close.
He looks dumb close up, right.
I know, it's different kinds of dumb, though.
Yeah.
Something about the hands.
Imagine you're seeing a Broadway show and it's this guy like on the stage.
Walks up on stage. Yeah, that's fun. That's bad.
No, that's dumb. You're right.
It's silly.
Me being on this movie is wrong.
Do you think it's a Martin Sheen decision to keep his mouth open after every line?
Yes. 100%. Release you.
Release you.
Bandage.
For a bondage.
All the stuff about this character, other than the design of the character, is really interesting.
It's great, yeah. Right.
Like, I thought he was going to be, like, an expert spooky killer guy, but he's actually...
He's like, no, I'm actually a moron.
Yeah. But it's distracting how terrible he looks.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take me to the souls. Put me in soul ball.
Ball.
Wow, it's roomy in here.
Ooh, look at me. Did you see?
They're like, actually, most of us are chill. We got like an Xbox and we got like, you know, we got stuff
to
do here.
Take me to the soul ball. Put me in the soul stream. Are we not gonna get the like the German guys or whatever they were from the first scene?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Yes, please close his eyes. Thank you.
Finally.
Oh, looking good.
Oh my god, no.
What if
this is Greg the Mind Hunter?
What if the Soul Hunter is all actually just like random people, and that was just how Martin Sheen's guy chose to look? But they're just normal guys. It's Matt Damon. Feels like it's exactly 12 pounds.
Oh, Lockley. I'll miss you.
Man, I thought we weren't going to have to look at this guy anymore.
Who's he going to see? Yep. Yep.
What?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Stop it. Stop
no,
it.
Don't end on that shot. Don't Stop end on that
it.
Shot,
Stop it. Quit it. Quit it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It. Give it to me. Oh, please. Alan, can you gift both things?
Dude, of course. I gotta make some notes.
Can you please gift?
Holy shit, that was insane.
I also have a thumbnail. I'm just kidding. This is all content. If I wasn't going to fall into a coughing fit, I would die laughing.
It's like the mind sees what the mind wants to see. The soul sees.
No, the mind sees
what it wants.
What it needs to see. The soul sees what it sees.
The soul sees.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah. He should have put two thumbs up.
Yeah, the only thing that could have made that shot better
is if it cut back to her and she was like, she wasn't the hologram.
No. Like you said, if it's just him smiling at the very end after it holds for 10 seconds, his thumbs come up in the frame.
Fucking Squidward looking ass.
Okay, where's the bat gonna come in?
Can I give you the bat?
Captain Lockley.
She kills him with the bat.
Oh yeah, this is time for the bat to come back.
This is what Magellan's saying.
And he's dropped all the charges.
Oh, I'm never going to forget Martin Sheen smiling in the Soul Hunter outfit for the rest of my life.
That's so good.
Oh,
Ooh.
This is a well-written movie. They're bringing it all in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I do.
The bat. Oh, nice.
We call that a callback, America.
Hmm.
Wow.
What? Like, oh. Got him.
What? What?
Shut up.
Your takeaway, Val?
Not worth it.
Hmm.
We're cutting
no,
on that.
That's not the last slide.
Not for that movie.
No, that's not the last line. No, you're wrong.
I'm on Babylon 5.
What is
Babylon
this music?
Movie. Yeah, hold on. Let's listen to this music. This is like the Toy Story song.
And this is like Twin Peaks, like you're in a bar. As the credits are playing over a Twin Peaks episode.
Oregon. Horns.
Oregon.
Wow. Well, that was the best viewing experience I've had.
Yeah, that was basically a perfect
That was
film.
Awesome.
100%.
That was fantastic. I can't believe people didn't tell us how good that
was. That was the perfect movie.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So, yeah.
First of all, even like taking it seriously, this cast is great. Like, this is a really interesting, like, what is Garibaldi and Lockley? What is, like, this is just a really fun episode of Babylon 5. You know, ultimately, that's what the movies are always trying to be. And they're kind of, like, relitigating the idea of a soul hunter in a way that's less, now that they don't have any lore to deal with, it's like, let's just do, like, a life and death storyline that's, like, at its core, like, on paper, sounds really interesting. Like, oh, we accidentally trapped a living race that learned to ascend into a weird object of power. And this guy who's like a, you know, conceited archaeologist thought he could find it and like get immortality, but he failed. Like, that's awesome.
And conceited soul hunter himself who thought that they, you know, he knew best for all these souls, like, you know, all these
exactly.
Qualities.
And then what it ends up being is this like wacky like Star Trek comedy.
Right. Yeah, I think being like the reason to not love this movie is if you're like, oh my gosh, Babylon 5 movie, I love all my favorite characters like Londo and Sheridan, and I love the plots that are going on, I can't wait to see them in a movie. But if you go into it like, okay, this is going to be a weird side story that like I should view as its own film, which is what Charlie's doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way to conceive this is it's 3 p.m. and you're flipping through and you see on the Sci-Fi channel some random movie called The River of Souls.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, let me watch this. And then now all of a sudden you can tell all your friends, dude, the other day I saw this crazy movie. Martin Sheen had a jewel in his forehead.
Hell yeah.
And he was like
Hell
horny.
Yeah.
And then Ian McShane kept smiling and doing weird stuff.
His voice is weird. I mean, also like, I feel like for me, it's like, it's funny. Like, I'm into the goofiness of Martin Sheen's character and stuff. And if you are like a big fan of the show and you're not excited about something being like really weird and like poorly acted, then also you'll like it less.
True.
Like, for me, it was just super entertaining along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually we don't laugh at Babylon 5. But this time there was a lot to laugh at, I feel like.
It's a different type of comedy, too, because, like, Babylon 5 is usually, like, if it's funny, it's kind of, like, in the either painful, like, oh, man, this is so bleak that it's actually funny, or, like, you know, like light sort of adult humor, like, you know, people being silly with each other and that kind of
the
thing.
The hollow brothel is not typical of Babylon 5.
Yeah, hollow brothels. Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about how, like, Babylon 5 never really talks about people having sex except when it's, like, marital sex or, like, the sex that accidentally unlocks telepath powers. Like,
yeah.
There's no just, like, fuck it.
We've had a sex scene in the whole show. And then, like, you know, some people are like, ooh, we're smooching, and it's implied, I guess. But that was definitely the, like, kind of most smutty was the word thing that we've seen.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like, bringing on McShane and Martin Sheen, like, you know what you're doing. You're bringing on two, like, very prolific old actors to be like, you guys are going to play, like, these wacky characters.
Yeah.
And, like, Ian McShane brings it and then just is not in the movie. And I bet you that's a situation of, like, they just didn't get him for a lot of it. But also he's, like, trapped in a thingy for the whole plot, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, right, like you said, trapping him in a thingy for the whole plot, like, that's a writing choice they could choose to.
They could just not trap him in there if they had him for more. Yeah. But then the funny thing about Martin Sheen as a Soul Hunter is, like, he's playing it fairly seriously, but, like, mystical characters on Babylon 5 always speak in this sort of, like, unrealistic, ethereal way. Martin Sheen just sounds like a dude.
Yeah, he, like, sort of tries to do it, but barely.
And also, it feels like, Magellan is sort of saying this during it, it feels like sort of a waste of Martin Sheen because a character like that has no, like, kind of humor to them, and they're not a very, like, you know, human-seeming, like, real type of person, which are both things that Martin Sheen could really bring.
Yeah, like, and there are people who can do this, like, bizarre alien thing better than he can, I think.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
But then when you get to that final scene and he's talking to the bowling ball, it's like, okay, this is why you want Martin Sheen to be this guy. Because I feel like that was actually a moving moment.
I was just so had given up on that guy.
It was distracting.
Yeah, yeah. I was just so distracted the whole time.
I agree 100%.
Like, what if you brought him in as, like, a captain from the private, you know, military fleet? You know, I just, like, as,
sure,
like,
sure.
A guy, like a brass, you know, human type.
There's character. An episode where Bryan Cranston played like, fleet captain who had to sacrifice his fleet for this, like, military strategy
Amazing.
Thing. Perfect use of Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, and his, like, whole thing is that he knows pretty quickly that he's going to die, but he's like, yep, well, we're going to die. That's our job. That's what we signed up for. And it's, like, a better performance than it has any right to be for just a random episode in, like, season 4 of B5. But, like, cool. Yeah, you have the power to bring these characters back. And, like, casting-wise, I think it's, again, just such a good choice to, like, bring back these specific people, because I think, like, one of the biggest problems we had with In the Beginning was, like, it feels like we're just bringing the cast together without explaining that, you know, without justifying that. And this is like, no, these are the people who would see this. The only one that felt weird to me was Franklin, which is like, we put him in a flashback because, I don't know, fan service, basically. Not a flashback, right. But like a dream.
Right.
With a different voice.
Yeah, with this like weird Indian accent that I don't like at all.
I think the other, I said this during the thing a little bit, but I think the other thing that is just so strange about this movie is when it's happening in the course of the show airing. Because Third Space was like a total random side story, but it was in the middle of the show, right?
Right.
Like it was at what, the beginning of season 4 or something?
I think. Right? Or yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And so it's fine. Sorry. It's fine to have this totally throwaway random thing where there's an alien from another dimension. And River of Souls is not out of the realm of Babylon 5 plots, but the fact that it literally aired between episode 19 and episode 20 of the last season of the show, it must have been such a bizarre viewing experience for people at the time, because in episode 19, wasn't that the one where Londo, like, becomes emperor and all that?
In season 4?
Season 5, when this airs.
Oh. Is between objects and motion objects at rest.
No, it's not.
Are you sure? Airs? This film is.
Are you positive on that?
No, I'm not. It's after Objects at Rest, before Sleeping in Light.
That's when it's set in the timeline.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, when did it come out, you mean?
Yeah, when did it air?
Okay, so it was before Objects in Motion.
Right.
But,
and after Wheel of Fire.
Exactly. Exactly right.
So that's like just a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's all this like wrap up on the station stuff. And then it's like, oh, here's the movie, The Last Ride of the Babylon 5 crew. And a bunch of them aren't there. And the main character is Martin Sheen with a jewel in his head. So that must have just been bizarre.
Like four days ago, you're watching the premiere episode where it ends with Londo on the throne being like, well, I guess my whole society is burning up and no one cares about me anymore and I'm doomed.
Yeah.
And then 4 days later, they're like, and the evil bowling ball. You're like,
right. I loved it.
No, yeah, I think this is definitely my favorite Babylon 5 movie. It's just enjoyable. Like, it doesn't need, it's not trying, it does have a little bit of, like, thematic relevance, I guess. It's, like, kind of thinky, mm-hmm. but not too much, and it's not, like, too effects heavy. Like, it's just weird and funny, and I like it when Babylon 5 is light. Like, you don't get that brothel character in B5, usually.
Yeah. And also, there was, like, a coherence to the plot right from the jump. Like, right from, like, okay, this guy's looking for eternal life. Here he finds it. Okay, there's like something wacky about the object that's like sort of evil. But in the other movies that I've watched, I didn't feel like I was able to grab onto the plot the way that I would to like a Hollywood movie or something so quickly. Like it was really easy to follow, not because it was oversimplified, but just because they didn't, until later in the movie, have the mechanisms of it need a ton of exposition to describe. Like, in the other movies, I feel like for them to tell you why third space matters, you need to, like, listen to a whole complicated historical monologue.
Yeah, and then there was, like, choices that the characters made in third space that were weird, or, like, the pacing was off or something.
Yeah.
There was something about it.
Like, this just worked as a movie, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the commentary you're looking for.
That's the commentary I agree with right there. I mean, it's... I'm sure the way you feel about this movie is the way I feel about... oh my god, hold on. I haven't seen really any episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah.
But my family had one of the movies.
Oh, describe it to me. I can tell you which one it is.
The one where Data dies.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called, Alan? Alan, which
I think it's Star Trek Nemesis?
Yeah, Nemesis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who's the nemesis in that one?
Isn't it like Tom Hardy?
Isn't it like Khan or something?
No,
Tom Hardy. Oh yeah.
Seen that one?
Right. Hold on.
Oh sheesh! 2002 Star Trek.
Yeah,
nemesis.
Tom Hardy. Yeah,
he's yeah. Hey, I nailed it. He's like a Romulan guy.
Yeah. So I've seen that like twice.
Oh my god,
and
bud!
When I was a kid, and I remember being like, "Oh, this is kind of cool," I guess. Like I had the sort of positive feeling about it. I had about random stuff that I would watch on the Sci-Fi Network. Having not seen TNG at all, and so, you know, if I could enjoy that movie, you can enjoy River of Souls,
right?
Not knowing anything about Babylon 5,
for sure,
works just fine.
Yeah, it actually surprisingly standalone. It's like you're not gonna like show this to someone and be like, now you should watch this show, because it's like, yeah, well, I mean, you could, like, you want some space antics, but it's like a lot more serious than this, and there's way more characters and. You know, it's bigger plot than this, like bigger and less silly, but I think it kind of captures what's like one of the things that's good about B5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a good detour before we get into the real shit next week.
Right, right.
Do you want to tell the kids what we're watching next week on Chatslot 5?
Oh, man, I do. So
this is the big one, folks.
Here we go. Next week, we are watching the last two episodes of Babylon 5. Alan, can you believe that?
Nope.
Charlie, can you believe
it? I can't believe it. I was hoping you'd ask me. I cannot believe it.
We're watching the last two episodes of Babylon 5. First, we're watching Season 5, Episode 21, Objects at Rest. Amidst farewells and new beginnings, disaster occurs as Sheridan and Delenn travel to their new home, Mimbar, where the Alliance headquarters is located.
Hell yeah.
That sounds great.
And then finally... Season 5, Episode 22, Sleeping in Light, the series finale. 20 years after the formation of the Interstellar Alliance, Sheridan summons his dearest surviving friends for a bittersweet reunion.
Episode's 100%. That episode's going to destroy me.
Oof, I just got chills.
Yep, same.
Sleeping in Light. That's a great title, Sleeping in Light.
Isn't it great? Yeah, Babylon 5 has had good titles throughout. Yeah, so we're going to be watching those. And people... What's up, Charlie?
When it's bright and I want to fall asleep when I'm sleeping in light.
You're sleeping in light. There you go.
An eye mask. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It is okay. I'm not crying. Charlie, I do want to say thank you for joining us on this commentary.
Oh, I mean, this one was such a joy. It's always a joy, but...
This one was especially a joy.
Yeah.
Well, in the 3 weeks, we got another one. Another movie.
Yeah.
If you want to come back.
I do.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you, as always. Charlie, do you have a chatsum for the kids?
Oh, a chatsum.
You want us to go first?
Go around the circle first and come back to me.
Yeah. I got one.
Yeah, hit me with it.
Okay, so I am working part-time at a board game store doing shifts where families can come in and play stuff for free. And today I taught a family one of my favorite games ever.
Whoa.
That people have probably played if you like games. But I'm just going to recommend it now because I don't think I've done that before. It's Dominion. Dominion is fantastic. And I think it is 10 years old this year.
Whoa.
If I'm correct. Because I think we were talking today about how it came out in 2009. I'm double checking that fact. Publicly released in 2008. Dang. Well, it won an award in 2009. Anyway, if you haven't played Dominion, it's one of the first big deck building games where you essentially buy cards throughout the game and add them to your deck, and your deck becomes stronger and more interesting as the game goes on. And it's awesome. You should buy it and play it, and I really love it. And I was reminded of how much I love it today when I introduced people to it for the first time. And they were like, whoa, oh my God, this card does this. Oh, and if you do this, you could do that. And just seeing that experience was very exciting.
Excellent.
That's mine.
Dominion. One of my favorites. My chatsum this week is an album that I had a wonderful time listening to earlier this week. Madion is a relatively new EDM producer. He's our age, actually. Majani's 25.
Ooh, I'm not 25 anymore. But
he's younger than you. I keep forgetting you're very, very old. At least.
I turned 26 yesterday.
Ooh, big boy.
And happy birthday.
I didn't text you happy birthday. I'm going to go commit
seppuku.
That's my
way of reminding you. It's okay. My mom also forgot. And then she texted me too, and she was like, how could I do that to my son?
That's wild.
She didn't say it that way, but she felt bad.
Well, happy belated, my friend.
Now, can you cut that out? Because I feel like she's going to be sad.
Yes. That she might. Okay. In case she somehow listens to this. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So Madion, he's younger. He's from France. He has been putting out music since I was in high school. He did pop culture way back in the day, and he has this new album. It's called Good Faith, and it's delightful. It's full of good jams. It's a really good, it's like 35 minutes long, so it's perfect, like, it's winter walk music. If you like EDM or want like an easy in to that kind of music, but that's not like wubby wubby or anything, it's just like beautiful and there's like good vocals. The first like three songs are all singles that are really good, and then the rest of it is also good. I think Be Fine is my favorite track on that album. Okay. Check it out. It's brand new as of this recording. Good Faith, Madion. I'm seeing him live in like, let's count, 1, 2, 3 weeks. Less than 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited. And you should check out Madion. Madion.
Nice.
Cool. Okay. Charlie, you got one?
Yes. Mine is something I read about this week. I'll sort of title it Embracing the Seasonal Darkness.
Wow.
I was reading about how in countries like in the extreme north, like Norway and stuff, they have no conception of seasonal depression. They're like, why would we get bummed out? The winter is amazing. And the reason is that there are things that they look forward to specifically in the winter. It's like, yeah, winter's great. We sleep more. We watch more movies. And so just, you know, if the seasonal darkness bums you out, as it has to me sometimes, reframing it as an opportunity to, yeah, sleep more, be inside more.
Sleeping in light.
Yeah, sleeping in light.
Yeah.
And yeah, just enjoying the pleasures of like the darker season.
I mean, we've done a whole dang podcast and it's only 7:30.
Yeah, there's something really nice about that. We're all gonna go to bed in just 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
No.
Oh.
I feel like I might.
You should. Alan, you're gonna play Pokemon, right?
If I must.
What? Come on.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
Well, thanks, Charlie, for that.
And thanks for having me on.
It's a great chat, Sam.
Yeah.
Alan, we should direct folks to where they can find us online. Can I do that part?
Yes, you can.
All right. If you want to send us questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email us at chatspod@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter, twitter.com/chatspod. And we highly, highly encourage you, between now and the season 5 finale, to reach out. Just tell us kind of Babylon 5, what does that show mean to you? What is this podcast meant to you? Or what have you enjoyed about it? When we did the Farscape finale, we had, do we want to do this now or do we want to wait for the end of the whole thing?
I mean, you can start getting your stuff. Tell people to start getting them ready.
Yeah. So when we did our Farscape finale, we had folks record themselves talking for a couple of minutes just about the show and why they find it so special. And we'd love to do that again for Babylon 5. So if you have those thoughts to share, please record those MP3s and send them our way. We'd really love that.
Very much so. Definitely.
Yeah. If you would like to support the show, please head on over. We have a Patreon at patreon.com/chatspod, and there are three different levels at which you can get involved. There is the $1 tier. $1 a month gives you access to our monthly commentary chats episodes where we watch a movie, do what we just did, but not about Babylon 5, about any movie that we feel like watching or that you want to recommend to us. At $3 a month, you get that plus access to a bi-weekly hangout show called Chats Nights, which is my mom's favorite thing that we do, and she loves it. Talked to her on the phone today, and she told me that she's a big fan. And then at $5 a month, you get access to Pilot Chats, where Alan and I will every other week watch the pilot episode of a show that we're thinking about covering for the main show chats. And you can give us some feedback on what you think about the shows, suggest shows that you want us to try out. That's kind of our little laboratory that we tool around in. And for the past couple episodes, we've been talking, Alan, about how we wanted to reach $75 a month. That was our goal in order to release some sort of one-off fun audio files for you all during the holiday season. And wouldn't you know it, a particular donor was moved by the Christmas spirit, got us over the goal. And so we're going to bring you a bunch of little random gifts for Christmas. And that's everybody from $1 to $5 will have access to those. So look forward to that. And I think that's about it, right?
I think so. Yeah, that's all. That's all she wrote. Get out there. Go hunt some souls. And thank you again to both Charlie and Magellan for being my rocks and my hard places, both simultaneously. And thank you, dear listener, for listening to this episode of Chatsalon 5. Peace.